the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You know, listening to today's parable, the question that went before it, you almost picture Peter carrying around a little notebook and going, Andrew's up to number 6. One more, and I don't have to forgive him anymore. It sounds like a silly question at first, but think about it. How many of you have friends or relatives that have just keep doing the same thing over and over again? Or even that person in the mirror keeps doing the same thing over and over again. And you have to say, Lord, you know, I know I'm supposed to forgive people, but this is getting ridiculous. You keep doing the same thing over and over again. How many times do I have to forgive them? And during our Lord's time, the opinion among the rabbis, the most generous of them, was that you had to forgive someone 7 times. Number 8, game over. And so when Jesus says not 7 times, but 77 times, you know, he's not just saying, you know, again, carry around a little notebook and, oh, Andrew's at 76, one more, and it's over for him. No, this is as many times as is necessary. And then he explains why. How many times does God forgive us? And he forgives us things that are far more serious than anything that anyone could do to us. If we expect God to forgive us, we must forgive others. Now, one thing that confuses a lot of people when they hear, forgive your brother from your heart, they think that's about feelings. And let's be honest, when someone has done real dirt to you, it's all but impossible to feel warm fuzzies for them, ever. You know, we don't, you know, oh, he's my best friend. He stole everything that I have, he burnt down my house, he cost me my job, but he's my best friend and I have warm fuzzies for him. No, that's not what is being said here. It's not that your feelings have to be forgiving. It's that you have to forgive him with your whole being. And forgiveness is an act of the will. It's something we decide to do. We do forgive him things, and our feelings may be with it or they may not, but feelings are really, in this case, irrelevant. So what matters is not that you feel warm fuzzies towards the person. It's that you truly forgive them and that your actions show that you forgive them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.